In the gospel reading today, as we hear this centurion say to the Lord, "I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof," and then speaks about the authority that he himself has. As a soldier, he has authority over those under him. If he gives a command, it's carried out. If that's the case with a soldier, he's looking at it and saying, look, we're talking about God. If God gives a command, it is absolute. And the man understood this very well. Now, once again, isn't it interesting that it has to be a pagan who's doing this? You had the Jewish people with the faith that was given to them, and they didn't believe. It's not that they didn't believe the truths of the faith. They didn't have the relationship with God to believe that he would actually do what he said that he would do. And let's face it, most of us don't either. When I think back, look at some of the saints, but I remember, and I probably told you this before, but I remember watching years ago, there was a documentary on Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And she went into Beirut, Lebanon, and there's lots of shelling that was going on. This is while they were having all their wars over there. And she said to the mayor of Beirut, "We need to go in there and help these people." And the mayor said, "Absolutely not. You cannot go in there. It's too dangerous. They're going to shoot you. They're going to blow you up, whatever. No." And she said, "Tomorrow is the feast of Our Blessed Lady. And I have asked Our Lady that for her feast she would bring about a ceasefire so we can go in." And the mayor said, "If there's a ceasefire tomorrow, I will personally escort you into Beirut." Then it switched, and all you hear are birds singing. And you see the next scene of the mayor bringing Mother Teresa into Beirut to help the people. She had faith. She trusted. It was spoken, and it came to be. For us, we might pray that there would be a ceasefire. We might hope that there would be a ceasefire. We don't have confidence that it's going to happen. We don't really believe. That's our problem. We believe what the church teaches. That's not an issue. But we don't really have faith in the practical order that this is what the Lord has promised. And really stop and think about that. Why, for instance, would we believe, just as St. Paul talks about in the first reading, that bread and wine are changed into the body and blood of Jesus, if we can't believe that when he says something else, it's going to be, or that he would do that? You believe that your sins are forgiven, at least I hope you do. You believe that bread and wine change into the very person of our Lord Jesus because he said that that's what's going to happen. But then we don't really have faith about anything else. That's the piece that all of us have to look at. Because the Lord told us if we had faith, we could say to the mountain to be moved and cast into the sea. We could say to the tree, be uprooted, and so on. And as I like to keep pointing out, I haven't seen many trees moving around. The mountains are still where they were. Nothing has changed. And so we have billions of people who profess their faith in Jesus, and we're not seeing a whole lot of movement. And obviously, who cares about a tree? We have to care about our souls. Do we see the movement in the souls? Do we see the conversions happening because we have confidence in the Lord? We're not seeing it. So that's the part that all of us have to look at. We need to be able to trust as we go forward, as I keep telling you, where we're headed. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be pleasant. We absolutely must trust. If we don't, we're not going to make it. If we don't have that relationship with the Lord, we are not going to survive. that must be present. So again, look at the Eucharist. The fact that you're here, obviously you believe. So maybe there's not a problem again with the objective part. Yep, Jesus said, bread and wine are going to change into his very person. We believe that. But do we have a relationship with him? Or do we just look and say, yep, Jesus is right up there. Mm-hmm, no problem. Like, so what? What does that mean to us? If we don't talk to him, if we don't have a relationship with him, if we don't trust him, if we don't believe him, what good is it? And granted, he's God, he's right there. Yeah, it's tremendous good. But subjectively, what good is it? If all we can do is say, yep, that's the objective truth, and it is, but what about the subjective aspect? He's there for you. That's what he wants us to know. That's what he wants us to trust. And so do we have that confidence? Do we come to him? Do we have that love for him, that we want to be with him? So that's taking that objective faith and bringing it down to the subjective level. That's what the Lord was talking about in the gospel. When he said, I tell you, even in Israel, I have not found such faith. It's not that the people of Israel didn't believe in the teachings that had been handed down to them by Moses, but it's that they didn't bring it into their own hearts. They had it in their head. They didn't have it in their heart. This man, a pagan, somehow managed to get it into his heart. He trusted, he believed, he had confidence. And that was a pagan. So if our Lord said, even in Israel I have not found such faith, what do you think he's going to say if he was here in front of us today? Is he going to say, wow, you guys have the greatest faith. I've never seen anything like it. Mountains are moving. I'm telling you, this is phenomenal. This is great. Is he going to look at you and go, where's the faith? Not seeing much. What's going on? You believe in your head. Has it sunk into the heart so that it's being lived? That's what we have to be about. That's what this pagan man shows us. He had faith. That faith was blessed. That faith was rewarded. And ours will be too, if we will allow that into the heart, come to know and love the Lord Jesus so much that we will have no doubt, that we will have absolute confidence, and that it's not just knowing it in our head, it's truly believing and loving in our hearts.